Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Yes.
Welcome to Wrestling X Factor. I'm Ruckus.
What's going on, bro?
Ain't nothing, man. Just a nice Saturday.
Yeah, hey, that real nice out right now.
Right. True that. Yeah. You was actually an amateur wrestler at Patterson High School?
Yeah, man. I started as a freshman. I did a little wrestling before that, but yeah, I was in Patterson High School in Baltimore, wrestled 189-pound weight class. Then I moved up to heavyweight. And yeah, I did that all throughout high school, won about 13 to 14 championships, I should say.
That's what's up. What were your interests in becoming a pro wrestler?
I always liked pro wrestling since I was a kid, so once I graduated high school, it was pretty much all I wanted to do. So I went and got trained down at Brainbusters Pro Wrestling Academy out in Baltimore. And I'm trained by Chad Austin, Axelrod, and a few others. And from there, I just started doing indies. But it's been pretty much been a dream I had since I was a kid. So.
And you actually got your first start at MEWS?
Yeah, that was the fed of the school that I trained at. So they gave me my start there.
Right. And you also was also a namestay for going on 13 years in CZW?
Yeah, man. CZW pretty much broke out, so that's pretty much been my home fed. They did a lot for my career, so I'll always be sticking with CZW long as I'm around.
Yes, it was actually actually a good promotion for indie workers and that actually made it further in the business.
Yeah, man, like everybody pretty much came through CZW. You know, they go to ROH, a lot of them go to WWE. It's a good place to go, man.
Right. And you were actually the founding members of Blackout, you were Moreno.
Yeah, man, we've been doing the Blackout for a while now. It's probably one of the best, if not the best stable in the indies right now, so. You know, Black G's, he's always doing his deal. He's one of the most talented people you're going to pretty much come across. And Robbie, nobody can mess with him on the mic at all. You know, that Joker in Kingston. And they're like two of the best wrestlers you're ever going to see. So, pretty good stable all the way around.
Right. And how was it like going overseas to Big Japan Pro?
It was awesome, man. Like, it was a real good learning experience more than anything. I've been over there for Big Japan about 3 times, and I went back to Japan for All Japan. And yeah, each time I went over there, I got to wrestle a lot of good talent and the experience from both companies, which was unbelievable. Great time.
Yes. And you also worked with Chicago Pro and the trios tournaments with like ones like the Ant Colony or international talent coming out of Japan.
Oh yeah, man! Like Chicago is a great fed when we're around and a real fun fed to work for. And the King of Trios is always a great show to be on whenever it comes around. We got to work a lot of good talent for the few days we were there. And it was a great show. Like, they always tend to produce and bring in a lot of good talent down there.
Yes, they have every year they put forth forever and put on a good show all around, a family entertainment show. So.
And it's a real fun show, man. I love watching Chicago.
And
they got a lot of great talent down there.
Right. Exactly. I still call it like American's Lucha Libre also.
Yeah, man. They got a good mixture of everything pretty much. And you know, you had the wacky characters and everything. You could bring anybody to that show to have a good time.
Right. And you also was part of Wrestling Society X.
Oh yeah, me and Baby Slim were a tag team. That was a real good time too.
Right.
A lot of show was pretty cool. Show was different. Had a lot of wacky stuff in it too. But it was a good experience all the way around.
Right. Actually had a lot of. A lot of talent from, like, X-Pac, Vampiro, New Jack.
Yeah, they had a pretty stacked card, man. A lot of the guys that were there with WWE. That was a good concept that they came up with. Definitely and, something different that you weren't seeing at the time.
Right. And you also had stints in Urban Wrestling Federation. On the team of ATL.
That was a crazy experience, man. That was a whole different type of wrestling concept. They had a lot of good talent on that show.
Right. It was like mostly Northeast talent and talent from the West Coast also.
Yeah, they brought a big mixture of guys in from all over. And a lot of those guys been around for a while. It was good that they got to get the exposure. It was a real good concept.
Right. How was it like working with guys like Flip Wagner Brown and DRS?
I've known Flip Wagner Brown and DRS for a long time. We worked a couple times before the Indies, and they're great talents, man. DRS are real good friends of mine, so is Flip. I love working with both those, all those guys, bro.
And what's your opinions on Steve the Hustler?
I mean, he's a cool dude. I never had any problems with him. He always is, and I don't know, he's just a cool guy. I don't got anything really bad to say about the guy.
Right. And it was also, it was sort of like Def Jam Vandana meets wrestling.
Yeah, pretty much. It was pretty wild going to tapings and everything. It was a pretty fun time.
Right. And you also had stints in Ring of Honor, including your recently won with Black G's also in a tag team tournament?
Yeah, I mean, we work with Ring of Honor on and off. I was there for a while at one point. I mean, Ring of Honor is a good fed. They produce a lot of good talent. And, you know, a lot of their guys go to WWE and do pretty good. That's a good place for young talent to go and try to break out.
And you also worked it in MCW, ACW, and also the former RCW. You was actually the Maryland Shamrock Cup winner of 06.
Yeah, man, I broke up from Maryland, so you'll find me all over Maryland wrestling still.
Right.
Like Maryland's a great place for up-and-coming talent. There's a lot of good talent coming out of Maryland right now. So.
Right. And it was just sad to see RCW, like, close its doors.
Yeah, it's some internal problems, but don't be surprised if you don't see it pop back up.
Right. And I gave that Indy Fed so much credit with looking out for the fans and also even giving them a variety they wanted to see other top talent from all over, like the Northeast scene, Ring of Honor, and a mixture of it, instead of, you know, like a mixture with even local indie workers also.
Yeah, man, it was a place for anybody who wanted to work and just come down and have a good time to do that. We based the whole company around the fans, so the fans dictated who was on the show and who wasn't, pretty much. If you wanted it, we give it to you. And we tried to keep it family-orientated, plus add a couple few things that you wouldn't see on most indie shows. So it was a good while I was around. I think the fans really appreciated what we did for them.
Right. And How was it like also working with Human Tornado in the past also?
Human Tornado is a very good friend of mine. He actually was just here with me a couple weeks ago. He's one of the best talents I've ever been in the ring with. The first day I met him, we hit it off instantly, and we got great chemistry in the ring together. He's real fun to actually get in there and actually come up with stuff to entertain the people with. So anytime I get the word tornado is a good time.
Right, he was actually a good he was actually a lot of charisma also, and him also was on Society Wrestling Society X.
Yeah, man, he's probably one of the best talents out there right now. He comes up with things that most wrestlers wouldn't even think of doing, so.
Right, and I was. And I was saying, why, in the big picture, why does, major companies like that pick them up, actually?
I guess it's if you fit what they need for the time, they'll pick you up. If not, it's what it is. You can't really know what somebody else is thinking when it comes to stuff
Right.
like that.
Yeah, and you also actually worked with. With dudes like the former Claudio Castagnoli, Antonio Cesaro, that's now in WWE.
Yeah, man, he's probably the best talent I've ever been in the ring with. He's one of the greatest wrestlers I've ever seen, and he enhances talent. He's very, very good at what he does. Really nice guy.
Right, and I see him having success up there in WWE, but I see him gonna get more of a hopefully a push to up there with guys like Punk and Bryan Danielson.
Yeah, man, he deserves to be there. He's one of the really, really good talents out there.
Right. And you also had worked with guys like Chris Hero also, that's also there.
Yeah, man, Chris Hero, another one. He's really, really good worker. He's always on point with everything he does, so can't
Right.
do the wrong, man.
Right. And I just hope that the company Triple H and others and that he use him the right way and let him be himself because he actually like rap music. You can't put nothing, another no come out with any like rock music to his intro.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really know what they think up there in those creative offices. I mean,
Right.
if it was me, I would just let him be himself.
Right.
He's
And
doing pretty good for himself right now.
right. And also you also worked there in the a lot of times with the Briscoe brothers also.
Yeah, me and the Briscoe brothers started around the same time. We trained down at the Van Hammer's school where he had it set up, and they're really good. They started wrestling very young, and they've just been getting better ever since.
Right.
That PD you can get in the ring with and know you're gonna be okay, and know you're gonna have a good match no matter what. So they should be in WWE right now. They're really, really good.
Exactly. And what do you think about the products WWE, TNA, and Ring of Honor?
Can you repeat that? I didn't hear you.
What do you think about the current product of WWE, TNA, and ROH?
I'm gonna be completely honest with you. I barely watch any of those things. I used to only tune in when my friends are on there. I'm more like, I like wrestling from back in the day. Like, I like watching old tapes and stuff like that. Current wrestling, I mean, it's alright. I don't got anything really against it. I'm just not a big fan of it.
Right. It's like that they're not catching up with pop culture, what wrestling is now, how it's, you know, received on the indie scenes or companies like Dragon Gate or Ring of Honor.
Yeah, I mean, I think some things are just overdone in wrestling. And when you get the same, it's like a bunch of the same stuff. Like, I'm not saying that about everybody. Like, Bryan Danielson's a good example. He's one of the best wrestlers I've ever seen in my life. And he can go out every night and entertain you and keep you entertained. Because he's an all-around worker. And he's very good at his job. But then you got certain things that just seem real repetitive. And it's, you know what I mean? It's not even a thing.
Right. And I just hope that in the future, when Triple H has way more control, when Vince decides to step down, start giving, letting talent beat themselves and go into a different direction.
Yeah, man, it will probably help.
Exactly, and also, and what you got to say about the companies like TNA that's trying to stay around right now with like bad decision makers from their from people like Dixie Carter or the ones they bring in like Bischoff and Hogan.
I mean, if you wanted to stay around, there was nothing wrong with TNA when they first came around. They were showing good young talent, and it was a different product, and it was just a unique show. But then if you're going to go back and just put on the same thing Vince was putting on years ago and just rehashing old stuff, you're not going to go anywhere. It's not going to work.
Right.
Like, everybody's already seen a lot of the stuff TNA's doing right now. The best thing they had was the X Division, and they don't even put a good focus on it. So...
Right.
You really can't say much. I mean, it's cool they gave the title to Chris Sabin, and some of the talent they got up there, they can do a lot of stuff with. Austin Aries is another great wrestler. But you can do a lot with the talent you have, but they don't really do it right. So.
Right. And but I was
you can't really tell what other people are thinking, so you can't really make a good comment on that. So.
Right. It's like they don't give guys a chance to run with the ball.
Yeah, pretty much.
And
they need to focus on making their own talent.
Right.
Instead of using talent that's already been around. So.
Right. And another talent that TNA definitely fucked up and dropped the ball on is Samoa Joe.
Oh, yeah. I don't even know how you could mess that up. So.
Right. And even Kurt Angle was even pissed off with TNA, the decision on dropping the ball on Samoa Joe and stuff.
Yeah, man. Samoa Joe was great. And I really don't see how you could misuse Samoa Joe. Like, they figured out a way to do that. So.
Right. And do you also see Ring of Honor going to be in the right direction? Maybe getting more exposure for from another network instead of besides Sinclair Broadcasting?
I really don't know, man. I think they're doing a good job with getting the deal they have now. But as far as anything else, I really couldn't tell you.
Right. And I think the higher ups from the Sinclair Broadcasting, they should give him, they should throw more money into Ring of Honor.
Yeah, man, that would really help them out.
Right.
I think they can, I like older Ring of Honor better than newer Ring of Honor.
Exactly. Gabe Sapolsky and Ralph Fiennes, when they was at the helm.
Yeah, the show was a lot more exciting, man.
Right. And also, yeah, don't worry about that. It's going to go up. We're going over 10 minutes. You still there?
Yeah.
And I noticed that people been critical about it when Cornette got there, and they was calling it a Smoky Mountains wrestling all over again.
Yeah. I mean, it does have a kind of a Smoky Mountain feel, but the talent they have, like Patrice and Coleman, that's two young dudes that should really be getting a lot more than they get.
Right.
But, you know, they could turn it around and make it a little bit better than what it is right now.
Right. And they also definitely need since they're doing this all of the tape delay from Ring of Honor now for their pay-per-views. They've been having problems with the internet pay-per-view, but now they're going to a tape delay the next day for people to order their future pay-per-views.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Right, on the internet, but I think that also that with them doing that, they might as well take it to a to like a regular pay-per-view that is not live on. It can be like a 1 day tape delay, and right on to regular pay-per-view to say they can still save money that way also.
Yeah, man, it sounds cool, but again, you don't really know what's going on the inside, so.
Right. And do you have anything to plug for upcoming shows or anything else?
Yeah, we'll be at the Shamrock Cup August 10th, and then the same night at CZW in New Jersey at the Fly Escape Zone. And, you know, you can always go check out czwrestling.com and youtube.com/blackoutczw. That's about it.
Oh, that's what's up. And do you have any opinions on DJ Hyde, the owner of CZW?
Not really.
Right. And how about also promoter Dan McDivitt from MCW?
I mean, Danny's cool. He's doing his thing. MCW is still around, so I guess
right.
He's pretty cool. He's a good
right.
promoter.
Yeah. And what about Derek Frazier, the guy that you also feuded with a lot of times, working in and out of the ring, and what's your opinion on him also?
Derek Frazier was like my first student. greatest to pretty much do it. He's a real innovator and just a great all-around worker. He's a cool dude.
Right. And also, how your opinion on Brad Vince.
On who?
Brad Vince.
Brad Vince. I don't know Brad Vince.
Oh, the promoter of RCW, Brad Vince.
Oh, Brad Vince.
Yeah.
Bradley's a cool dude. He wanted to do something different. He went out and did it. So.
Right.
Yeah, he's always been a cool dude.
Right. And he actually got a lot of people to the shows and also promoting all over and stuff and getting the word out.
Yeah, man, he's always trying to look out for the boys. So.
Right.
Yeah, he's always been a cool dude.
Right. Do you see in the next, in the future that Russell's going to have their own union?
Yeah, I hope so, man. Like, I know people have been trying to do it for a while now, so
right.
Hopefully in the future they will.
Right. And I even see it in certain companies, like even TNA, when they releasing guys that had like almost career ending injuries, like Jesse Sorensen or Zema Ion right now, that's still trying to pay for his medical bills. Yeah, it's kind of tough.
Yeah, man, they really need to start looking out for the boys, and most promoters don't. It's not right.
Right.
And hopefully they can get that soon enough.
Right. And it just been an honor to have you up here, Ruckus, for this on Wrestling X Factor.
Oh man, it's been a pleasure, dude.
And you can come back anytime on Wrestling X Factor Radio, or you can even feel free to plug anything on the Wrestling X Factor group page on Facebook.
All right, cool. I appreciate it, bro.
Yeah, no problem, man.
All right, dude. I'll talk to you guys later.
All right. Everyone, that was Ruckus, the founding member of Blackout and one of the top guys in CCW. We out of time, wrestling fans. See you on the flip side. This is Wayne Benitez, signing off. Everything. I'm trying to kill everything. Murder was the case, so quarter mil heavy bling. False.
in the cut, pull her down, rolling up. Yeah. I don't frown, I don't front. Keep the pound loaded up. Yeah. Hang around if you want. Bout to brown, mow it up. Yeah. Chris down, patron it up. Got the crowd going nuts. Oh. Like throwing up if you bounce that. Bout to turn it up. I keep a Dutch and a loud pack. Mommy wanna fuck. I'm like, fuck, where that mouth at? But my mace, she touch pop, I want my couch back. I don't wanna talk. Mommy show the rear. I'm a bone crusher. I ain't never scared. Roll to the riches. I'm already there. iPhone taking pictures. I wish niggas was here. Cause there's just bad bitches everywhere. 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 You can find me in Kitchen Fly Bit. Bad bitches. Oh, with a vixen up on Dykeman. Bad bitches. Greenhouse, who I'm white. Bad bitches everywhere, bad bitches everywhere. Find me on the low, trying bag bitches everywhere. Vlogs going crazy, mad pictures everywhere. And then y'all know I done had bitches everywhere. At bottles and J's, what a model and J's. She might not never did it, but she gon' swallow today. That new Ferrari is gray, that new Carrera is black, that new Bugatti is gay. I don't wanna talk, mommy show the real. I'm a bone crusher, I ain't never scared. Roll to the riches, I'm already there. iPhone taking pictures, I wish niggas was here. Cause it's just bad bitches everywhere, bad bitches everywhere, bad bitches.